Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's daily devotional, Moments in the Word. But first, here's his message, A Song for the Family.
Take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 127. Now, wisdom in the Bible is the practical, personal application of intellect or knowledge. To be wise is to live skillfully and therefore to live successfully. So you have wisdom books in the Bible, Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon and the book of Job. This is known as wisdom literature. And in the middle of the book of Psalms, this hymn book in the Bible, there are these wisdom psalms, very practical and personal psalms that we've been given. And in this case, in the heart of these, is Psalm 127, which in a very personal and practical way shows us how we are to live and build our families skillfully and successfully. This psalm is all about the family, your household and your family and mine. And when you read it, you're going to discover how God builds a home and how God blesses a home. And so this message is actually going to be in two parts. And today, this psalm for the family is how God builds the home. Verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city," and what is the city but a community of houses and homes and families and people? "Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain," that is, it is meaningless, "that you would rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep." That's how God builds a home. And then how does God bless a home? Verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." So there it is, how God builds a home and how God blesses a home. Verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." God is the builder of our homes. Every home needs an architect and a blueprint and a builder. And God is all three and more. He is the one who is the foundation of our homes. In fact, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that there is no other foundation that we should lay except that which is laid in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is futile, it is vain, it is empty to try to build your life, certainly your home, apart from the Lord our God. Unless God builds the house, whatever you're building, whether you're building your life, you're building your family, you're building your business, you're building your career, you're building your education, whatever you are building, unless the Lord builds it, it is in vain. It's not going to work. You build your home on the Word of God and the wisdom that He gives. Jesus talked about this. He told a great story like we often do in sermons. We give you illustrations like windows to let the light in to see the truth. Well, Jesus did this. He often told stories. And at the end of the greatest story or sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, he gave a story about two men, one wise and one foolish, who built a house. One built his house, a foolish man, he said, on sand. Can you imagine that? Being foolish enough to build your house without a foundation, building it on sifting sand, and that's what he did. And the other man, Jesus said, was a wise man because he built his house on the rock, the solid ground. And then the Lord said, when the storms of life come, and they always come, the rain falls upon the just and the unjust, the foolish and the wise, Rains come. Seasons change. I remind this to wide-eyed young couples every time we talk with them about their marriage, every time we prep them for their life together as husbands and wife. I remind them it's not always going to be easy. It's not all sunshine. There's rain in our lives, and you need to be prepared for it. And Jesus said, when the storms come and when the rain falls and the winds and the waves beat against your house, he said, if you build your house upon the rock, it will stand. He said, now the other man who built his house on the sand, his house fell, and great was the fall of it. It was a disaster because he had no foundation for his life and for the future of his family. It's a very clear and simple picture, isn't it? And that is what the psalmist is telling us here. Build your life upon the solid rock. Upon the Father who is the giver of life, upon the Son who is the love of our lives, upon the Holy Spirit who lives in our lives. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit unite with us as husbands and wives, as parents and children, to build our house together on the bedrock, the solid rock of Jesus Christ. The rock is Jesus himself. He is the solid foundation. And this do-it-yourself plan for life or family, hey folks, it's not working. It's just not. There's so much confusion today in trying to define and sometimes redefine the family, and with the confusion comes the collapse. And so the psalmist said, it's vain to build your family without God. It's vain to watch over your cities. And again, the home is the bedrock of society. It is the foundation for life and culture and society. And the breakdown of the family is resulting in the teardown of our culture and our society in this country today. It's the breakdown of the home, the breakdown of the family. And the culture is sick because families are not healthy. Because marriages are sick, and they raise sick kids who need to be made well by the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. And there's no marriage, I should say, just parenthetically, and no family so sick that Jesus cannot heal it. And if your marriage and your family needs a miracle, that can happen today. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? And what we're seeing crumbling all around us are the foundations, and they're being destroyed. So we ask ourselves, what will the righteous do? And that is, we come against the tide. And in the midst of a culture that's going in an opposite direction, we build our homes upon Jesus Christ. We honor God and His Word. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watch over the city, guards the nation, it's all futile. This psalm is not only a wisdom psalm, but it is a psalm of ascent, elevation. A psalm of ascent is one of the psalms that we have in the Scripture, in fact, in this particular section of Scripture, that have to do with God's people traveling on their way to the holy city, to the holy mount and the temple, the house of God, and there to worship. And along the way, they would sing and they would shout and dance and play and laugh and love. It was like camping out with God. And like a family reunion, because it wasn't just, you know, let's send Dad down to Jerusalem and he'll come back and tell us all about it. No, Dad took Mom and the kids and Grandma and Grandpa and the aunts and the uncles, as many as they could get together from all over Israel. They would come, they would travel on this spiritual pilgrimage seeking God, and they did it together. It was a family affair. It was a big family festival. You get the picture? They made sure in their family portrait that God was at the center, and that their worship of God was vital from generation to generation. This was a way, as a people, they were passing their faith along. Because remember this, we're only one generation removed from unbelief and pure paganism. And it is the responsibility of every parent, every family, to make sure from generation to generation that we are giving our children and their children's children an opportunity to take the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ into their future. Now, I want to make sure you understand that Christianity, the Christian faith, is not hereditary. And by that I mean, you don't inherit salvation. In the sense that you're not born a Christian because you are born into a Christian family. Jesus said, you must be born again. That is, changed from the inside out. So in one sense, spiritually speaking, we need more than a fixer-upper. We need a brand new life. And that life is in Jesus Christ. And it's certainly not a do-it-yourself plan, because it's not anything that we can do or build for ourselves. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So I just want to clarify right here at the heart of this message that every person, man, woman, boy, and girl, needs to come to a time and a place in your life where you decisively and personally respond, repenting of your sin, receiving Christ into your life, and you are born into God's forever family. Your sins are forgiven, and you have a brand new life. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Key word, Lord. The question is He your Lord? Dad, is Jesus Christ your Lord? Mom, is Jesus the Lord of your life? Kids, are you allowing Jesus to take His rightful place of lordship in your life? So it's more than a casual religion, isn't it? Or an association with a church that builds your family.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, A Song for the Family. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that daily time with the Lord is a lifeline of hope. Those special moments each day when you rest in God's presence and spend time in His Word are life-giving. That's why we want to help you walk closer with the Lord in 2021 by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This encouraging resource is our thanks for your gift today to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. So call now to request your copy of Moments in the Word when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, A Song for the Family.
Just picture the people here with Psalm 127, walking together, worshiping together, celebrating, cherishing, and loving life and laughter. It's one of the important things you need in your home, just as an aside. It's a lot of fun and a lot of laughter. The joy of the Lord is presence. He makes your home happy. And when your home is in harmony, there is melody and there's music in the home. And that's what's happening in Psalm 127. In these ascent psalms, they said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My parents, my grandparents put that in me, and we have attempted by God's grace to share that same faith with our family, and that we would experience the joy of the Lord. As the psalmist said, the lines have fallen unto us in pleasant places. And this is God's doing. This is God's work. And if you have been given a Christian home and legacy in your life, thank God for it. And if you were not, then begin that legacy of faith. Start loving your family God's way. And men, it starts with us. Every generation is responsible to pass the faith from generation to generation. In fact, in one of the other songs of the people, Psalm 78, verses 5 through 7, he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our father to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, that is, in future generations, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they would set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. From generation to generation, with God's building our homes and our families, from generation to generation, we will be faithful to Him. That's how God builds a house. And that's really simple when you think about it. When Jesus is first in your home and your family. But unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Now, verse 2 reminds us, and this is going to be quick, but it's important, that it is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for He gives His beloved sleep. The home, the family, as noted earlier, is under tremendous pressure from the culture and from Satan himself. Satan is the great home wrecker and heartbreaker. I know it's more and more difficult. The challenge is, how could you possibly do the job that God has given you as parents if you don't have Christ in your life? So a lot of the focus is on you. And I know you're running and gunning for the future, and you're building a life and a career. Your family's coming along, and there's a tremendous amount of stress. We talked about stress in Psalm 37 the last time, a few weeks ago. Tremendous stress and pressure on the family. Every time I talk to people, especially young moms and dads, ultimately it gets around to saying, man, I am so tired. Just getting everything done. And yet the Scripture says, He gives His beloved sleep. The point of this verse is that don't spend your life running around trying to build anything without God, much less your family, and resist the temptation of materialism that would cause you to overwork and to overwrought your life, that you would be so stressed and anxious and pushed to the extremes, to the edges, that you lose your family. What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own family? So he says, don't be running around working so hard that you never sleep. You're anxious and you're just eating your anxiety. Most people don't die of what they eat, they die of what's eating them. Anxious toil, wringing your hands, you're so caught up that you can't even sleep. The Scripture says He gives His beloved His own sleep. It's not pills, but peace that will give you rest. Not only rest for your body, but rest for your soul. The best tranquilizer on earth is trust in God. That you would pillow your head on the promises of God. Work hard all day. Give it your best. Be a great wage earner, the best that you can be. But never at the sacrifice of your wife, your children, your husband. Never at the expense of your family. Work hard all day and then tuck your children in bed at night. Kiss them goodnight. Pray over them. Get in bed with your husband, your wife. Pray together. Love one another. And sleep the sweet rest that God gives. He gives His beloved sleep. Quit staying up all night trying to run the world, trying to babysit the world. Because after all, God works the night shift. God's up all night. He doesn't need to sleep. That's what the scripture says in Psalm 121 in verse 4. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So God's awake, you might as well go to bed. And instead of trying to figure things out and work things out, trust in God. Because our security, our serenity is in God and in trusting Him. God's up, you can go to sleep. No matter what you face tomorrow, and I know there's some times when we're fretting over what's going to happen the next day, what the challenges are, God's got that as well. He has all of that in His hands, and He's watching over His children. So you could fall asleep. When you think about it, sleep is an act of faith, isn't it? When you can actually let go and let God, where you can truly trust the Lord and just go to sleep. But when you get up every day, you're met with the mercies of God. So whatever you're going to face when you wake up in the morning, you say, well, I can't go to sleep because all this stuff I got to do tomorrow. No, trust God for today and tomorrow. He's got it. He gives His beloved sleep. I know of nothing more damaging to marriages and homes and families than stress. It's a killer. It's a killer. And talk about a death spiral for a marriage. When you sacrifice because of your work or your effort somewhere outside the home, you sacrifice your home and your family. Well, let's bring this to a close by simply saying, keeping your marriage and your family strong and successful is dependent upon the Word of God and the will of God for your family. And when you treasure your family and cherish your wife and your children, you will live a legacy that will last from generation to generation. I can tell you this, that it's worth it. Whatever sacrifices, whatever time you give, whatever effort you bring, trusting God and counting on God, whatever you do in growing your family God's way, it is worth it. In fact, we'll close with this. The next chapter in Psalm 128, is a comparable hymn to Psalm 127, also about the family. And here's what it says. Look at it. This is in the New Living. How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow His ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. That is your hard work. There's pleasure and profit in work. Enjoy it. How joyful and prosperous you will be. But here's where it really brings happiness. Your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine flourishing within your home. A wife flourishing, being and becoming the person that God intended for her to be. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit around your table. That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear Him. And to fear God is to reverence and respect Him, to honor and obey Him. Verse 5, may the Lord continually bless you from Zion. And may you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. And may you live to enjoy your grandchildren. And all the grandparents said, amen. May Israel, that is, may the nation have peace. I tell you this, there's nothing better in life than to gather your family around a table or around in a circle, in a room, to get your family in church, and to celebrate the work of God, His blessings upon your life. And the good news is, it's available to everyone who will come to Him and commit to fear and honor Christ.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, A Song for the Family. What's the wisest, kindest thing you could do for yourself this year? The answer is stop relying on yourself for strength and endurance, and instead, look to God each day as your lifeline of hope and joy. We want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This practical, easy-to-use devotional helps you connect with God each day so you can be refreshed in His presence and rely on His Word for guidance and comfort. Get your copy of Moments in the Word when you call and give to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Of all the things we want for our children, the most important thing that they need and what we want to give truly is a godly legacy, that we would pass our faith along to the generations that are to come. And that means parents, moms and dads, that you are an example to your children, that you not only speak faith, but you live faith, because your children know the difference between what is real and what is not real. And if Jesus is real in your life, if you have a spiritual walk with Christ, then your children will follow you. As you walk in obedience to God, your children can also walk in obedience to God as they see your spiritual example. So make it your purpose, parents. Make it your intention to always, with your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, to live the life that Christ has called you to live. Pray for your children. Make sure your children know Christ as personal Savior. Make sure they are in church and experiencing the presence of God through the fellowship of God's people. Don't just leave them off at church, but lead them to church. May God bless you, parents. I know it's one of the biggest challenges of our lives to lead our families well, to love our families as God has intended. Psalm 127 is tremendous spiritual counsel for the family. And in today's Song for the Family, it's my prayer that you would rejoice in what God does through your life and through your children and your children's children.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Well, join Dr. Graham next time as he brings a message about how you can prepare your children to live for Christ. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.